Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Yisrael with another edition of the Yehuda Project. I would like to make an announcement today for everyone who is listening under the sound of our voice. We have been on the radio show now for, about 9 years. Faithful every Sunday. We have been here. The purpose of our show was to enlighten our people and educate our people and let the lost tribe of Israel know that we do exist and that we are in the land of our captivity. And we have done that faithful. We have been on our religious classes every Saturday on the Sabbath day. And we would like to say that as of December the 25th of 2024, this will be our last transmission. We will be on our way home to our land. All of the Israelites that are living in the United States of America will be packing up and we will be leaving and we will be on our way home. We just wanted to say it has been a pleasure for you to listen to our voice and our story. It has been a pleasure to be able to tell our story the way we have. But everybody that's listening under the sound of our voices, we out of here. Whew, that felt good. Now, that felt good. I had to say that. I just had to say that today. Because one day, you guys, I'm going to say that for real. I'm going to say that for real. We're going to cut the light out. We're going to cut the TVs off. We're going to disconnect the phones. And we're going to be on the first thing smoking out of this place right here. Oh, that felt so good. How'd you feel about that? Did I scare you? I didn't mean to scare you. You know, I just wanted to be able to, I was rehearsing, you know, and I really hope, and I have a hope, that we don't have to stay here too much longer. Because we are visually seeing the judgment of this nation. So, you know, sometimes you have to practice it. You just have to get it out. You know, I just wanted to experience what it felt like just to say it. You know, and it made me feel so good. It almost brought tears to my eyes because I'm sitting here like, oh, my gosh, one day this is going to be the real thing. One day we ain't going to be able to, we're going to have to say this for the last time and sign off for the last time and turn the keys in and do all the things that we normally do. And what a blessing it's going to be. Woo, Mr. Afion, how'd you feel about that? You know, it's just, and it's going to scare some people. It's going to scare some people. It is. It really is. It's going to scare some people to the point where they're not going to know what to do because a lot of people listen to us. And just because we're here and just because we have the opportunity to dial the number and hear our voices, you know, it gives them a sense of security. But one day we ain't going to be here. One day we're not going to be here to fall back on. One day it's going to be time for us to go home, you know. And I wanted to get that out. I really did. I just had to do that, you know, and see what it felt like, you know. It's because I want it so bad. We're so ready for it, you know. We so need to be able to do it and to be able to have it and to say it. And to feel it, you know, because we're living it right now, and to watch it. And I was thinking something today, you know, like we were talking, and everybody was saying, you know, this is when we went to 2019 to the prayer in Washington, D.C., you know, we came home, everybody was saying, well, nothing's happening. We don't understand. You know, and now that you're seeing it happen, anytime the government turns on its own people, this thing is over with. It's over with. Anytime the companies of this nation refuse to honor the laws that have been set in place to protect certain classes of people, religious beliefs, disabilities, race, creed, color, it's over. When this country can turn on the people that have kept it going and bring other foreigners in to be able to run it, that's the sign that a nation is over with. Over. It's a wrap. There's nothing else you can do but see it for what it is. And, you know, this is what's going on. Let me open up the mic. Area code 347, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, Sister Yaina, you are so wrong, but you're so right. You had my heart beating. I'm like, did she not call, promise to call everyone the moment she finds out? Oh, man, oh, I'm so glad to be able to breathe again. But Shalom, that's all I want to say. You were so wrong and so right. Love you.
Did I scare you? Oh, my gosh, did I scare you? Oh. Yes, indeed. I mean, this is where we are today. You know, it's a situation where it is what it is. I mean, it's just a rude awakening. It's definitely something that we have to be able to understand, you know, and see it for ourselves. And Yah's making it for us to be able to see with our own eyes, you know, and it's a bad situation, no matter how you try to slice it. And it should give us joy. We should be rejoicing, you know, that we're seeing the judgment of this nation. We really are. And the way that it's judged is through the people. And the people are like I said, when you have a government that turns against its own people. It's over with. It's really over with. I don't know what else to say. You know, when we've watched it over and over again with different regimes and different governments where they have turned on their own people, it wasn't long before it was done with. It's over with. I watched a clip not too long ago today where Biden had landed and he was in a certain particular area. And the names that they called the man, there is no respect for the office of the presidency anymore. They called that man all kind of names. The names that I don't even want to repeat. The people were standing in their yards heckling at the president of the United States of America in a way that was just, it was offensive. It was truly offensive. You know, and when you see these things, you know, the Most High tell you, he said, when you see these kind of things happening, when you see, you know, war and rumors of wars and all the things, nations against nations, and he said, look up because your redemption draws nigh. We ought to be rejoicing. We ought to be rejoicing. It's almost time, you guys, to get ready to go. And I just had to say that because one day we're going to say that for real. One day this will be our last transmission on the radio. We'll be able to tell the people of the United States, you know, this is our last transmission on this radio. As of December the 2024, we will be leaving this country. And I'm just hypothetically throwing a date out there. I don't know. I don't know when the Most High is going to make it possible for us to do it. But he said he was, and we believe he will. You know, and that's just where we are today. I mean, you know, it's been a pleasure. If I don't ever get a chance to say it to you, I want to say it to you now. It has been a pleasure to know all of you all. I have never met some of you all. You all have just been a voice over the phone. We have the same bloodline running through us. You know, we are the children of Israel, and it has truly been a pleasure. For you that I have met, it has been a pleasure, you know, and we will see each other again on the other side. We're going to be there. We might be on the same boat. We might be on the same plane. However he decides to do it, we're going to be there together. And that's the beautiful part. Area code 972, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I was clapping. Absolutely believe you. I was thinking, yeah. Well, 24, I'll take it because I keep thinking it's going to be sooner. But I said, okay, I can wait that long. But look, I was literally clapping.
Yeah. One day we're going to say it for real. I mean, you know, we're going to cut the lights out and shut the doors, and we're going to say it for real. You know, it, like I said before, You know, we watch it all the time with other regimes and other governmental governments all over the world. And you know, you look at how unstable they are, and the people are rioting in the streets. And this is happening right now where we are. Right now. You know, it's happening right now where we are. You know, right in front of our faces. And we are literally seeing the judgment of this nation. We are.
I believe that nothing is by coincidence. So the fact that you felt prompted to say that to me is like, great, I'll take it.
Yes, indeed. I just felt like that. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be our last transmission. We're signing off into America. We say farewell. It is time for us to go home. And the Yehuda Project will no longer be on the air. We will no longer be on freeconferencecall.com. It's time for us to go home and go back to our own land. And how good did that feel to be able to just say those words? Just say those words. Huh. It just gave me a sense of relief, like, oh, my God, this is wonderful, you know. And it caught everybody off guard. I know you guys probably thought, oh, my God, she's canceling the show. No, when I say that, it'll be forever. When those words roll off my lips for real, it'll be gone. We'll be done. You know, whether we use this show to do a count, whether we use this show in the near future to be able to contact all of the other groups around the world, however the Most High wants this show to be used, we will be more than happy to be able to do that. You know, because there's really nothing else left for us to do, sis. We've done it all. We have. We've done what He's called us to do. We've been faithful over a few things. He said, if you're faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. We've been faithful over a few things, and we've been here. You know, and we've sounded the horn. We've been a stable foundation, you know, for people to be able to say they still here. People call all the time, and they be like, I'm so glad y'all still here. It's so good to hear your voice. Oh, my gosh, I just want to hear y'all's voice just one more. I'm so glad y'all ain't went nowhere, but one day we'll be gone. One day we'll be gone. And what a day it's going to be, you know? We're going to be able to say farewell, you know? And the more we look at this nation unraveling, and the people unraveling in the nation, and the instability of it all. You know, like I said, Title VII and all those classes, those things were put in place to protect people's civil liberties. It was put in place to protect people that had disabilities and you know, religious rights and all those things that were put in place that people died to be able to have put in place, that the people or the government and the businesses are supposed to honor. And they're not honoring them today. Not only is the businesses not honoring them, but the military and the government is not even honoring them. What does that say about us as a people? Whew. I mean, you know, like they said, the handwriting is on the wall. It's on the wall. It is on the wall. Hold on, area code 347. You at it again. Your mic is open. How can I help? What would you like to say?
I was going
to
say, the other thing that they're doing is they're threatening not to give people their pensions if they don't take this fax, which, to me, I've worked for 30 years for my pension, and I'm not taking that thing. Yeah, they're threatening people.
Exactly.
Hello?
So how? And where is that going to lead us? And where does that lead us as a nation in trusting a government of, wait a minute, elected government officials that we put in office? How do you trust somebody like that? Because there's no more democracy. If you can threaten the very foundation and the fabric of this nation, the thing that it stood for, then there's no more democracy. Can't be. Like you said, we're all at the age now where we're eligible for Social Security and all of this kind of stuff that we worked for and paid into. And now you mean to tell me we can't have it? We have no more Constitution, in my opinion. The Constitution is over. It's over. It really is. It's unfortunate. I hate to say it's a sad day. You know, to be able to see this happening is a sad day. To be able to see this, you know, but this is a day where we have to pray, rejoice, and ask the Most High to deliver us from this, because this is not our punishment. We've already completed our punishment. We've done our 400 years. We've already done that. You know, this is something that they're going to have to go through. This is this democracy's punishment. It's not ours. It doesn't belong to us, because all we have done down through the years is support. We have supported, we have built, we have supported, and we have complied to all of the policies and procedures and lived off of peanuts, but we survived. We made it work, and here we go. Here we are today. We live under a government of threats. We live under a society of threats and ultimatums. Either you do or you don't. Either you have it or you won't. This is where we've come to. This is how we're living today. We have made these people rich. These corporations and these warehouses and all this stuff, we have literally made these people rich buying their products and their services. And they have, and now they are laying people off without any remorse at all whatsoever. The one lady told me at her company, and I ain't gonna say no names yet because I'm sure they will when the time comes. At her company, she's been there for 20-some years. She said, the lady told her, she said, I've been here for 30 years, 20-some years. She said, and when she turned in her religious exemption, she told them, I'm a minister, I marry people, I've been in the church. She said they laid out all the information about Title VII. They laid everything out, and they said that the people in HR were so nasty to them, they didn't even read the stuff. And in the documentation, they said, if we choose not to accept it, now listen to this, if we choose not to accept it, this means that you will voluntarily resign from your position. And there will be no unemployment paid. It's a sad day. It's over. This is it. I don't understand why America can't see this. I don't understand why the corporations and the government, I mean the corporations and all these companies can't see this. You can't run this without people. You can't. You can't run this without the people whose children have died on the battlefield to be able to have the privileges that they have. People's husbands and wives have died and went to war to fight a war that didn't have anything to do with us. And they have died on the battlefield. And for you to discard them like they're nothing, it's crucial. It's over. It's pretty much over. You know, so I just wanted to be able to say that it felt good. And I think what it was I seen a commercial, and I seen a ship that was sitting out in the ocean. And I just visualized us all being on that ship. And ship was moving away from the mainland. And the farther the ship got away, the farther we saw the land. And it was leaving our sight. It was something that we didn't see anymore. And the tears that are going to be in the eyes of the people, and the tears that we're going to shed, you know, to say no more of this. This is it. I mean, because, you know, how much more disgrace do you expect us to have to endure? disgraceful. It is. It's really disgraceful. I've never seen a bunch of people talk to the president of the United States of America the way these people talked to him when he got off that plane. It was terrible. It was terrible. It really was terrible. But guess what? It's not to make us sad. It's not. Because this is what you get when you have a nation that has done the things that this nation has done. And it has always been tyrannical. It's always been bullyish. And now they're bullying. They're turning on their own people. They're turning on their own people. Anybody feel like you want to push one, or if you two ladies have something to say, please feel free to do that. You know, I'm just ranting today. You know, I don't have a whole lot to talk about. I mean, we talk about this vaccine every week, you know, and we need to. You know, but just to be able to talk about going home, you know, we just ready to go home. We ready to go. You know, and for the man to tell the other in the video that I sent out, if you are watching to the end, they were asking, like, how can you pass laws? How can you all sign executive orders to be able to do this kind of things to people? And he told him, he said, this country has a method of checks and balances, and we went through the necessary checks and balances, and if you don't like it, you can give up your citizenship and go somewhere else. You do not have to live here. Well, I'd like to say something to that man who made that statement. No matter where we go, somebody has to own us. That's how the Most High set it up. You just can't be a wandering nomad tribe. Some country has to take possession of us, and we have to pledge to some country to be under a country so that we can be a people. You just can't decide just, I'm just not going to have no citizenship nowhere. It don't work like that. This is where he planted us. This is where we are. And until he says different, this is where we stay. And until that constitution, until you officially say it's done away with, we're going to have a voice. And the people are supposed to have a voice. So that's where we are today. That's how I feel today. How you feel today? What do you want to say? Anybody want to say something? If you do, push one. You know, if you want to say anything, you know, just push one. We good today. I don't have an issue with any of it. It's going to be what it's going to be. You know, we pay for this radio station every week to be able to voice our opinion. And right now, as long as they're not messing with our freedom of speech, we good. You know, it's just one of those situations, you know, where we rolling up on this time is coming quick. And that's what the prophecy said in Genesis 15:13. He said, you shall see the judgment of this nation. And this is where we are. All praises be to the Most High. This is what we're seeing. Yes, we are storing up food, and yes, we are putting water away, and we're doing all the things that we need to do. But it's still not going to change the fact that the Most High told us we was going to see the judgment of this nation. Yes, he did. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterwards shall they come out with great substance. The Most High judging this place. He said, I'm going to judge it. He's judging it. He's judging it. From the pulpit to the Oval Office, he is judging this place right here. He is. He really is. And it is something to see. We ain't even seen half of what we're getting ready to see. Because you know what? They got all that food, all those goods and services out there floating on the ocean in those boats. That's for a reason. All that's by design. It's all by design. You know? But we gotta do what the Most High tell us to do. And that's gather ourselves. And that's what we've been doing. You know, so all praises be to the Most High, y'all. Even people that are working from home, that are permanent remote people working from home, they are messing with those people as well. people that never have to come into the job. They're telling those people the same thing. You know? It's just something, I tell you, it is really, it's just really something how all of this stuff is just falling apart. They said that his approval rates are in the toilet. It is really something. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine that this is the world that we live in today.
I'm smiling. The reason being, this has to happen. If we were so vested in this place, no one would want to leave. But we have to be willing to leave. So if there's nothing to stay here for and there's something to go to, then that's what we need. And as for 2024, we had that one X that went across. We have another one. Part of an X is, so in 2024, that X is supposed to be completed. In my mind, that means by 2024, it's done. It's over. So when you said December 25th of 2024, I said, okay, all right. But as I said, I expect sooner. But the irony of what you said was I was sitting here looking at some people who had purchased land in Tanzania, and they were looking at three different areas that they had marked out. And I thought, oh, wow. So I'm just sitting there watching them. And then you get on and said, we're leaving. I'm thinking, and that's why I was clapping. My mind was already, like, gone. Looking at someplace else. So,
but you know what?
But, you know, I think about this often. If we really just get vested here, we won't be able to leave because we will be so attached. But when the Most High breaks our attachments, I try to remember it's a blessing in disguise. If I cannot become attached to things, then there's nothing that's going to be so strong in my that I'm connected to that I will be unwilling to let it go. And so the more that this place shakes and rumbles with earthquakes and with threats from other countries, and because people aren't even talking about that, because the Bible prophesies an invasion.
It
so,
does. It really does.
Yes.
You know what?
Boy.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot about that. It really does. It really does. Man, oh, man. Babylon, the mystery Babylon. Everybody want to know what mystery Babylon is. Well, guess what? We right here in the middle of it. We are. We are in the middle of it. It is the truth. Woo! Lord, have mercy. Unfortunate. It really is. And like you said, it's got to go to the toilet. It ain't no other way for it to go. It's got to go to the toilet. It really does. It's got to go in the toilet. And we watching it go in the toilet. I mean, it is literally there. You know, and one thing about it is the white folks can't believe it. They sitting there scratching their head like, where did our country go? What happened? You know, where is America at? And this is where it is. This is where we are today. It is, and it is, I mean, you know, you just sit back because in our lifetime, we've never seen this before. Never seen this before, you know, and it's just like, wow, this is really beginning to be a problem. This is beginning to be a real problem here. And it's unfortunate. It is really unfortunate. But and the people, leadership is old. Everybody old, they barely hanging on. It's like, what is going on to the point where the leadership is old? I mean, they old. They really are. They old. All of them is old. And they just don't want to give it up. I mean, they old. Retirement age old. 70 years old, 70-something years old as the President of the United States of America, 80-something years old as a Speaker of the House. When? Why? It's like, wow. crucial. It is sad. It is really sad. I don't even know what to say anymore. I don't know what to say anymore, you know, but, and it's difficult to watch. I mean, you're excited about where it's going, but it's difficult to watch. It really is, because you just, I mean, you're sitting there with your mouth hung open like, wow, you know? All those people are still left in Afghanistan. All those Americans are still in Afghanistan. I mean, and they just left there. They're left. American people. I don't know what to say. I really don't. We've never seen anything like this. I mean, it's just, I thought Trump was bad. I don't know, man. I mean, he was, but I'm just saying, oh, my goodness. You know, this guy right here is just, he's furthering the agenda. They're furthering the agenda. He's doing what everybody wants him to do. You know, in spite of his medical issues, he's furthering the agenda. You know, it's just incredible. I've never seen anything like this. This is really a lot. You know, and you wonder, you know, my prayer to the Most High is, you know, when do we get to leave? I know we already have an exit strategy. You wrote the end from the beginning. The date has already been settled. You know, when do we sit down with this government and say, how do we work this out? What do we need to do to make plans? You know, how is it going to be done? And that's the part I think about, and I have to roll it back, because I want to be able to strategize and say, okay, we can go here, we can go here, and it's not my place to do that. Y'all's already found the place for us to go, you know, but when you watch this kind of stuff, you just want out. You're like, I'm ready to go, you know? It's unfortunate. It really is. But, you know, the infrastructure of this country is gone. You know, the Constitution is not being honored anymore. It's not. The Constitution is over. You know? And like we said, it's only a piece of paper, and it's only as good as the people choose to honor it. It's over with. You know? It's just over with. Just got to get prepared to knuckle down. And because, you know, every time we left a captivity, it was always under dire straits. It was either going through the change of another nation, or the nation that we was leaving didn't want to let us go. They didn't want to let us go, and they accepted it at first, but when they sat down and thought about how much we brought to the nation and how much we made it easier for them, they made it harder for us to be able to leave. So, I mean, we got to be able to see how history will eventually repeat itself. I'm just ready. Go ahead.
Well, I'm listening to you. I think about what the Bible says, you reap what you sow, and I think about how we have taken out so many leaders. You know, we have humiliated some of them, like Saddam Hussein, and just like I think we had a hand in this latest assassination in Haiti. That's just my thought, but I believe it. And so if that's the truth, and it says this nation is going to be judged, because it used to be we threw stones and hit our hands, but now it's like you can't hide your hands. And if that is in fact what is going to happen, then I would not be surprised to see our leader taken into captivity. It may seem unimaginable, but it really isn't. And people say, we're just armed up to the teeth. You know, it doesn't matter. We have so many guns, nobody will invade us. But you know what? The Most High, when he sends a spirit of confusion, people will turn on each other. And the people that come in, they won't even have to do anything, because everybody will take each other out and they'll just walk in. I mean, I easily see that happening. Because the way that it's going, and then I look at the prophecies, and I know he says, you know, I'm not mocked. What you reap, you're going to sow. And the Bible has already told us what's going to happen. And so I listen to this man, sometimes called We Woke Now, and he always at the end of his program says, he quotes Ezekiel 14:13, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Most High. He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians who you see today, you will see again no more or ever. The Most High will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And I'm thinking we don't have to go to another country. I'm thinking we can go back to the Garden of Eden. We can go off planet. With me, all things are possible. All possibilities are open.
Yeah, that is true. All that what you said is true. Wow. Yeah, you reap what you sow. And it looks like it's coming. Because the very people that, like I said, when a country turns on its own people, that's some serious stuff right there. Really. War heroes, people who are training to fight for this country, are being set out on the street. That is a lot going on. I'm telling you, people that are training, Navy SEALs. Unbelievable. The Department of Defense setting them out on the street. You know? No advance. I don't know if everybody heard that or not from yesterday, but I'm going to play it again for you to be able to hear. And a lot of companies are backing down. They're like, no, we ain't going to do that. Hold on just a second. I'm going to play this real quick.
Severe punishment for service members who do not comply with the Defense Department's order to be vaccinated. Sources telling Fox News that Navy SEALs seeking religious exemptions to the vaccine mandate are facing intimidation and harassment. Mike Berry, general counsel at First Liberty Institute and Marine Reservists, is representing some 34 active duty Navy SEALs and two reservists. Welcome, Mike, good to have you on the program. First of all, what is your argument against the mandate? What are you doing legally?
Well, thanks, Harris. Yeah, we represent a large number of U.S. Navy SEALs at First Liberty. They've been threatened, harassed, intimidated. They've been silenced. They don't have a voice. First Liberty is really the only voice that they have right now. We hope that we don't have to challenge this in court. But if we have to, then that's absolutely what we'll do in order to protect these elite warriors. You know, and right now, they're supposed to be fighting for our nation. And right now, they're fighting for their careers and for their livelihoods because the Navy is essentially forced them to choose between their faith and serving their nation. And nobody should ever have to submit to an ideological litmus test like this.
So your argument then will be based on religious exemptions. Just walk it out for us a little bit. What will you say in their defense? Because the whole country is watching. I mean, police and military are very different. We'll get into that in a moment and their recourse on all of this. But Americans across the board are having this conversation, particularly about the argument that you're about to make.
Well, it all starts with the U.S. Constitution, right? And in the First Amendment, the free exercise of religion is enshrined in our Constitution. That's part of the bedrock foundation of this country and what our country was founded upon. And guess what? Not just the U.S. Constitution, but federal law and Department of Defense regulations themselves require the Department of Defense to honor religious freedom. We have regulations right now that say that religious accommodations should be granted and shall be granted, and only in the most limited of circumstances. The government has a very, very high bar that it has to meet in order to deny a religious accommodation. But we've been told from the Pentagon, from the very highest levels, that the DOD does not intend to approve any religious accommodation requests. And to my knowledge, and I've heard this from multiple sources, not a single religious accommodation has been approved at this point. And that's insane. That can't be the case, but yet that's exactly where we are.
So you do your job. I watch and observe. But one thing that I would just put into the conversation is I would be looking for right now, Mike Berry, areas where they've made exceptions for other things. Right? I'm sure that
there have been some. Yeah, that's exactly right. There are exceptions. There are medical exceptions in there. And one of the interesting things is the way that the Navy is going after these SEALs is they've told them that, look, even if your religious exemption is approved, mm-hmm. we're going to kick you out of the Navy SEAL community. And your family members who are not subject to DOD jurisdiction, they're not allowed to travel. So your spouse and your children who want to go home for Thanksgiving or
Whoa.
Christmas and visit family, they can't travel. And if your religious exemption is not approved, we're going to come after you for recoupment of the money spent training you to be a Navy SEAL, which is upwards of $2 million per individual SEAL. So, you know, we're asking people to help us fight for our warriors. Go to firstliberty.org because, you know, we're all in for our Navy SEALs, and we're asking people to get behind us and help us do that.
FirstLiberty.org. We'll get that up in social media so people can have a further conversation about this. When you talk about clawing back the specific and specialized training for a Navy SEAL and going after their family, that feels punitive on a host of levels. And by the way, when my dad fought, they prayed before they went into battle. Come on, there's religion.
Exactly. It's purely vindictive. It's purely vindictive, and really it's they're showing their true colors at the Pentagon, and I believe that this is nothing more than an ideological purge.
Wow. All right, Mike Barrick.
All right, you guys, there you have it. That's just the Navy SEAL. $2 million they're paying back. $2 million they back. This is bigger than a vaccine. This is bigger than a pandemic. This is almost, it seems like it's been very strategically and methodically planned to the point where, like they said, they're doing a purge, you know, and I knew this was going to happen when the Israelites were on the street corners telling everybody who they were, and the Israelites was on the street corners letting the people know that they were the children of Yah. You know, it was, and I hate to say it like this, but it was just too much freedom of speech for me. It almost was like a setup, just to let's see how many of them they are. Let's see who comes out into the forefront. Let's see, you know, the groups and what they stand for and all the things that they're doing. And when you think about, now you got to think about this, when you talk about religious freedom and to be able to serve the Elohim that you choose, this is bigger than just a religious exemption form. Because if they can do away with that and they can ignore that, then where do we stand when it comes to our worship days and the things that, all of this is at play right here. It's bigger than what you think it is. Because they're totally ignoring all of the things that go along with the Constitution. Constantly, they're ignoring it. It's just like it doesn't exist. It's something that doesn't exist. And they're looking over it. And see, the reason why you don't know it is because these people, let me say this to the people. The next time you have a meeting with your HR department, take the conversation. The next time that you all have a meeting with your HR department, whether it's on the phone or wherever it is, take the conversations. Because they're good to tell you, you know, these calls have been recorded and monitored for quality assurance purposes. Take the conversations because the average person doesn't know what happens from contact to contact. When they're calling you, telling you they're not going to accept your form. Legally, they're supposed to accept that. And companies are just stepping over it like it doesn't exist. And one more.
Why does every home in the U.S.?
Companies are just stepping over it like it doesn't mean anything. Like, well, oh well. Here we go. Check this out.
Warning for Americans who choose not to get the COVID-19 vaccine. He says, quote, they will end up paying the price, even as the CDC continues to face backlash over shifting guidelines for all Americans. And despite the good news, and I want to say it again, good news. They didn't lead with this. COVID-19 cases are now down in all 50 states. The president cautions that those numbers could tick up again. And he's already blaming states where Americans may choose not to get vaccinated. Watch.
If the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they will protect themselves and other unvaccinated people around them. If they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see those rates go up, may see this progress reversed. Ultimately, those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
Meanwhile, the confusion over mask wearing is raging. If states and cities and businesses are left to sort it all out through that maze of CDC guidelines, Joe Concha, a Fox News contributor and media and politics columnist for The Hill, joins me now. So it seems like a missed opportunity. Boy, they don't know how to market this. So you've got people across the country by the millions fully vaccinated now. You don't lead with the good news that the cases are down in 50 states? That makes no sense.
Oh, and I've got some good news to share here, Harris. But first, when the president says paying the price if everybody doesn't get vaccinated, let's look at what's going on in Texas, because it really is remarkable, and it's a good news story. Down there, 33% of the state is fully vaccinated,
wow.
Just 33%. Yet on Sunday, the state had 0.0 coronavirus deaths. And if you recall, March 10th is when that governor, Governor Abbott, Republican, lifted those mask mandates, as they did in Mississippi. The President of the United States said that that was Neanderthal thinking, said it was very dangerous. Dr. Fauci also echoed those statements, as did the CDC. In Mississippi on Sunday, there were zero COVID deaths. So we should be making note of that, that there is tremendous progress being made. You say cases are down. We're talking in that state, 85-90% in terms of hospitalizations and cases. It really is something that, you're right, should be a lead story.
Well, and look, you mentioned it, and we can just pull it up so that everybody can remember for themselves President Biden and what he said back in March.
Okay.
I think it's a big mistake. Look, I hope everybody's realized by now these masks make a difference. And the last thing is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it.
Well, and Joe, what you were saying was that Texas reported zero deaths from COVID for the first time on Sunday, and that those cases and hospitalizations are down at all-time lows during the pandemic. Governor Abbott reacted to that a short time ago.
I still have not yet received a phone call or an apology from the president for his mischaracterization of my actions. All the liberals and all the media in the state of Texas issued the same declaration. Some people said that I had issued a death warrant. And here's the difference. The people on the Democrat side, they want to push narratives, whereas what I was looking at was both math and science.
Okay, so what they're arguing about is wearing a mask. Now that the cases are down, do people still have to wear masks? And most people are not walking around with masks on at all. I'm going to be honest. Even here in Ohio, when you go into stores, the most people don't wear masks anymore. They just feel like that the vaccine has done the job and they don't have to worry about it anymore, and they don't wear the mask. You know, and that's just how it is. So, I mean, you know, all of it is bullish to me. I mean, you know, I could be wrong, but I just feel like it's bullish. But like she said before, you shall reap what you sow. Because the very thing, or whatever reasoning behind them doing this, with the virus being exposed, the vaccine being exposed, it is going to come back to bite you. It's going to come back to bite you. And they call it the Great Resignation. Why? Millions of workers are quitting their jobs. They are quitting. They are leaving these companies hanging high and dry. They're quitting. They're like, we're just not going to do it then. And they wonder how the people are living, but these people are truly quitting their jobs. And now they don't want to say it's COVID. They don't want to say it's COVID at all. It's like, man, this is some serious stuff here. Millions of people done walked off their job. They just quit. They left. And it's something to see, I'm telling you. And the most of the people that we've talked to and people that report things to me from their jobs and people on their team that they're talking to, these people quitting. They was like, we're done. We're just not going to do it. It's sad. It's a serious thing. They quit and they're walking off of their jobs. Hold on.
It's Weekend Update with Colin Jost and Michael Che.
I think
it was the day before when he was going to, okay, we're reopening. There was no communication, nothing. So for me, that kind of just made me want to get out of that industry.
In August 2021, the separation rate for hotel and food service workers, which includes quits, layoffs, and retirement, increased to 8.3% from 6.7% the month prior. And while the pandemic has caused a severe blow to employment overall, it has especially impacted working mothers. As of January 2021, there were 18.5 million U.S. mothers living with their school-aged children while actively working, 8% less than a year earlier. On the advice of her brother-in-law, Jessica applied for a job at the port of Newark, New Jersey, home to the East Coast's busiest port.
When I went in, the gentleman at the door said, you know, you're at the wrong building. And I said, no, I'm at the right place. He goes, no, the nurses for the COVID testing is the other building. I said, no, I'm here to apply to be a longshore woman.
In Jessica's new job as a longshorewoman, she helps load and unload cargo ships that bring in electronics, apparel, and consumer goods from around the world.
Monday, I drove 1,700 Toyotas off of a ship. We got there at 7 a.m. We got done at 5, and you drive the car off, get back in the van, go back up, drive the car off until the ship's done. Nobody leaves until the ship's complete.
Her new job also gave her a salary boost, double the pay of her previous job at the restaurant, with benefits ranging from paid vacation to health insurance.
Now, what they're saying now is that the American workers now are saying, we're not working for peanuts no more. We're not going to work for anything anymore. If we go work, you're going to pay us. And guess what? And if we got, my daughter just went for a job. She got a real good job making real good money. And one of the stipulations she asked the lady was, look, do I have to get the COVID test? And they said no. The lady was like, we have relaxed our mandate because if we don't, we're not going to have any workers. And the person at HR that interviewed her told her, I have the COVID vaccine shot, and I caught COVID. She said, so the purpose of it is, I'm not sure. She said, but we have to relax this mandate because if we don't, we're not going to have anybody to work. So now the people are bargaining around for better positions, better pay, and better jobs. It's like you said, the chickens have come home to roost. The people are tired of not getting paid. IRS, I got a sister work for the IRS. She said the same thing is happening on her job. They're walking off. If you make the COVID mandate, if you make it where we have to do it, people are walking off their jobs. They're quitting. These is good jobs. People are quitting. They're leaving them. I mean, you know, and when you watch what this country is coming down to, I don't know what's going to happen because it's going to, my other sister, her husband had surgery. The hospital, you should hear the stories about the hospital. And my sister has a master's degree in nursing. So she knows what's supposed to be done. And she was like, whatever you do, honey, you better stay out of there. If you don't have to go in there, don't go in there. Because the level of care and services that people are receiving is limited. This is where we are.
Not only that, Sophia, you know, but for those who are vaccinated, they're getting ready to change the requirements for being fully vaccinated. So basically, before, I guess, if you had like two of those shots, you were vaccinated. Yep. But now it's going to be like, oh, you need so many boosters or something. So it's never ending. It's just beginning to look like foolishness to people.
And I have sisters that have gotten the shot, and they're like, we're not getting no boosters. We're not getting boosters. Because, I mean, it's just, they're shooting this stuff in your arm. And you don't know what the heck it's doing. healthcare workers. Check this out.
From different hospitals in North Carolina.
Why not?
We don't know what the long-term side effects are.
It also hasn't been proven to be effective.
The CDC and many public health experts say that it's more than 90% effective.
They do say that. That hasn't proven to me to be true. I'm not going to just jump on a bandwagon with something that has not been tested.
When you say that it hasn't been tested, it has been tested, though.
But not to the... If you look at the normal year span of how long something is tested, it's usually 12 to 14 years before it comes to humans.
Across the country, about 1 in 4 healthcare workers still isn't vaccinated against COVID. And from North Carolina to Texas to New York, anti-mandate protests are mounting.
I don't trust it right now.
So is the pushback.
This is in the category of give me a bleeping break. When did everyone get a medical degree?
For weeks, we've spoken with many overworked healthcare workers who practically begged Americans to get the shot.
What do you tell people who just don't believe you?
It's frustrating.
Not these. They say they're not anti-vax, nor anti-mandate.
And I'm not comfortable putting something into my body until I am ready. If and when I'm ready to get the vaccine, I will get it on my own accord. I won't be forced.
You just don't trust the CDC.
I do not trust the CDC. Absolutely not.
And that fuels their skepticism.
I have the right to question anybody in this country I want to question.
You're entitled to an opinion, but these are facts.
Are they, though? Mm-hmm. Are they facts?
Lester, more than 40,000 people participated in the Pfizer clinical trial alone, but those workers are among the many who are not convinced.
You heard that, didn't you? She said, are they facts? He said, you don't trust them, do you? That's what they saying. And they saying people that's hospitalized still refuse to get the shot. They like, oh, no, we're not getting ready to get this either. No. People that's in the hospitals refusing to get the shot. It's ugly stuff. So, I mean, you know. They just said, no, we're not going to let you steal our civil liberties. This is a battle over civil liberties. You know, and especially if you're not sick. People are still getting it and still dying. They are. They're getting the shots and they're dying still. It's crucial. No? So I'm just saying. It's not just us. It's not just the Israelites. And guess what? All of the Israelites don't feel like that either. Remember when this first came out, they recruited some of these Israelite leaders to tell their people to get vaccinated. So how does that work? I'm just asking the question. I just want to know. I'm just trying to figure this out. You know? And now the people that's vaccinated don't want the booster. You know. So I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm just letting you know. And yes, people that don't have the vaccination is catching COVID and they're coming out of it. People are getting it and they're recovering from it. They're not dying from it. They're recovering from it. Even people with underlying conditions, asthma and high blood pressure and diabetes, they're recovering from COVID without the vaccine because the body is doing what it was designed to do. Hold on, area code 478, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Oh, shalom, shalom.
Oh, shalom, you sound much better. Shalom, brother Yerah, shalom, you sound really good.
I'm getting there. I'm about normal now. But you're absolutely right what you said about the hospital. They, you know, they came in my room and offered me that vaccination.
I bet.
They came in. Well, you know you need to take the vaccination. I said, but I don't have COVID. well, you still need to take the vaccine. Then they came back the next day, and Sister Rachel, like, lost it, so they ain't come back after that.
I bet she did. I said, don't come back in here no more. Don't come in here no more with that.
She sounds like, who was that in the scripture? She sounds like Jeremiah. She said, you come here one more time, I'm going to put these hands on
you. I know that's right. I ain't mad at her for real. Don't do it. And you know, it's a shame how they pushing. It's like, no, don't do it. We ain't doing it. You know, look, my hat is off to Sister Rachel, because I would have been the same way. Like, don't come back in no more with that mess.
It was kind of funny, and he asked me why. He said, well, why are you not going to take it? And I told him why. I said, first of all, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I believe in your house. And that is not something that we do. And he looked at
That's
me.
That's right.
You're Jewish? You're Jewish? I said, no. Did you hear what I said? Did I stutter?
Right.
Oh, So he's looking at me crazy, like you one of them people on the street corner yelling and screaming. I don't care, but I just told you what it was.
That's right. Absolutely. Yep. Yep. They family members. Yep. That's who we are. Yep. Brother Rashad, remember I told y'all a long time ago, I said it's coming a time when you're going to have to stand up and be counted as a Hebrew Israelite. You ain't going to be able to put others.
Yep.
You're going to have to put down what your nationality is. And people are now understanding that because they want those exemption forms.
But it's just funny to me how they trying to get everybody to take it, and now it's just falling apart. Because, you know, now they got to explain it. They got to explain themselves now. Because Fauci lied, everybody lied. Now you got a doctor in California. I saw last night. There's a doctor in California. He said you don't have to take the vaccine. The body does exactly what it's supposed to do. Exactly what you said. The body does what it's supposed to do, and it will ward it off.
Yep. Also, they got doctors just saying that now.
Yeah, this doctor said a whole. The doctor, a real live doctor, spent a whole hour saying that he don't understand. They said, do you recommend the vaccine? He said, no. He said, well, first of all, anytime you have a vaccine and it's less than a year after you took the vaccine and you already got to take 3 and 4 boosters to tell you the vaccine don't work. Common sense.
That's true. That is true. Wow. Wow. But guess what? They always lie. They've been lying.
Yeah.
That's all they do is lie. When they want the masses of people to do something, they will push it to the point where they will push commercials. They will have people singing it to you. They will have commercials for little kids. Remember when we seen that commercial where the man was passing out hypodermic needles for people to take the COVID vaccine shot so they can party with each other? They will push, and they will just mesmerize and scare the people to death and doing something they don't need to do.
Say something else. These people are something else.
This is what they do. And then later on they come out, somebody lied. And you'll be like, what? You lying? Oh, you told a lie. And you'd be like, well, why? Well, and then everybody was standing around looking stupid because now you've got it. They talked you into getting it. And now you realize everybody's not following suit like you thought they were.
Yep.
And it's not just Hebrew Israelites. It's people from all walks of life, from the medical professionals to the military people to the police officers to school teachers. They're telling you absolutely not. We're not sick.
Yep. That's exactly what they're saying.
And people are recovering from it. They're getting it, and they're recovering from it just like the body is supposed to do. It is doing that. It's doing it. I've seen it with my own eyes. They're doing it. It's doing what it's supposed to do. So, you know. know, we have to be able to understand that everything that they say is not right. It's just not right.
Nope.
And we want to believe what they say, but you just, government has turned its back on its own people. And that's bad. I mean, that is really bad when the people that you have elected into office are lying to you. When the people that you have elected into office are bullying you. When the people that you have elected into office are causing us to be jobless with no jobs and no money and no nothing. That's a bad place to be.
Yep. Yes, it is. But, you know, it's just watching this whole thing, this whole country, to me, it's just being able to sit back and watch this whole country just fall.
It's quite hilarious,
to be honest with you, to me. And I ain't ashamed to say it. You know, it is kind of funny to watch them just have a fit about everything. And then, you know, I never understood this critical race theory thing that everybody's in an uproar about. So I actually tuned into this channel and listened to what they was arguing about, why they don't want to talk. And it was kind of hilarious to me. Because the Europeans are saying, oh, well, we don't want our kids to be feeling like they're worthless and blah, 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 and all that crying. And I'm sitting there going, but it was all right for our kids to have identity problems early on. All those videos that you all saw where our kids are saying the white doll looks better than the black doll and all that. That was okay.
Yeah.
But the minute you start talking about, well, you do know that during slavery, y'all used to feed babies alligators. All of a sudden, boy, white folk go in a panic.
They can't hide it. You know what? You can't hide the things that you have done, just like we couldn't hide the things that we have done to the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, they're not going to be able to hide from their children. Guess what? The reason why we over here is because of what our ancestors did. It is.
Yeah.
You know, it is. That's the reason why we in captivity today is because of what our ancestors did. You can't hide what your ancestors have done. That's recorded in history. That's burned in people's psyche. You know, there are people that are still living that remember lynchings and all kind of stuff. You know, and you can't hide the evil that was done, just like we weren't able to hide it. You can't hide it.
Mm-mm.
You can't.
It's going to come out. It's coming out. And you see how ugly you really look when it come out. Boy, you don't want to look at yourself. That's a bad feeling.
It is. It is. Because we've experienced it. We can tell them firsthand what it's like. Because we had to come to the conclusion that we couldn't hate them anymore. We can't blame them anymore. We did this to ourselves. And that's rough. You know what I'm saying? And everybody got to come to that same conclusion. You can't hide it anymore. You can't cover it up for Becky anymore, you know, or little Michelle or McKaylee and all that. No, McKaylee and them going to know what you did, what your ancestors did, just like we had to figure out what our ancestors did. And it's an ugly situation. It's ugly. You know, it's ugly. And it's diabolical, some of the stuff that we did, and it's diabolical the things that they did. It's ugly. You know, but it's a real reality. It's ugly. It really is. You know.
You know what's a real reality?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too. But you know what's really a real reality? And when you start looking at those scriptures and everything in those scriptures coming true, and you know
that's
a part in that where Yahweh says, and I'm going to sell your sons and daughters to the children of Yehuda. I sat there and thought about that the other day. You know, it used to be a part of me saying, man, I don't want none of them jokers. You know, I'm sitting there saying to myself now, you know, I say now, I'm saying, man, let it be so. He said it, let it be so.
It's going to be so. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be so because that word is going to come back void. But in order for that to happen, and you know what, I'm glad you brought this up because I was thinking about that the other morning. I said the first ruler of Noah's sons was Ham. Ham, it was a black man that ruled before anybody ruled. And then in order for that switch to happen from the black man to the Caucasian man, something detrimental had to change. for this, mm-hmm. for this all stuff to have changed. And the same thing is going to happen now. Something detrimental is going to have to happen to be able to switch this thing around where they even go into captivity. Because like the sister said, the way the Bible is written, it's supposed to be an invasion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's brutal.
Yeah,
it is. Brutal. It is brutal, you know. That's how my mom was when she went to the hospital. She went in the hospital, too, and she told them, you know, they were like, well, do you want to take a COVID test? She said, no, you ain't sticking nothing up my nose. Now, she's gotten the vaccine, but they wanted to test her when she went in there. She was like, no, you ain't going to stick nothing up my nose. We ain't going to do that. And they isolated her and put her in her own room, and until she got better, you know, she came, they had her separated from everybody. But they are really pushing this mandate. They really are. And like she said, they going to end up turning on each other. Because when a government turns on its own people, it's not too long after that that this thing falls apart.
Yep.
It falls apart. How can you survive without the people that voted you in office? You know, and the stuff that we seen when them people hit that Capitol building like they did that day and rushed that Capitol building, if these people don't stop, it's going to be nothing compared to what's getting ready to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have people go homeless with no food, no houses, nowhere to stay, no nothing, and then they just going to go sit down idly like nothing is wrong. It's going to be way worse than it was when Trump was in office and those people hit those Capitol buildings like that.
You ain't joking.
Because you're talking about people's livelihood. Like I said, these people, Brother Yerushalayim, and I know you've been in the military, these people have lost their children, their husbands, their wives, fighting in a war that had nothing to do with us. Just because they wanted to serve this country. And then this country turn around and turn on them like that? Oh, no, it's going to get ugly. You know they ain't going to have that. It's going to get ugly. This ain't going to be no black and white war like they thought it was going to be. This is going to be a people war where the people come up against the government itself, because that's the only thing you're going to need to overthrow the government is for the people to turn on the government. How many times have we seen where in other countries the people get tired of the government and they just rush the embassy or they rush the presidential office and just take it off? What do you think is going to happen if the military people have been put out of the military like the Navy SEALs because they won't accept it? Man, please, it's going to get ugly. And for them to sit up there on Capitol Hill and think it's not going to get ugly, you all are delusional. You're not going to be able to do this to these people, and these people ain't going to push back.
Oh, they're going to push back.
No. Well, now listen to what they're saying. Now, check this out.
Immunity to antibodies your body produces when you recover from COVID. It suggests that natural immunity to antibodies your body produces when you recover from COVID offers stronger protection than any of the corona vaccines. So why force vaccines on people who've recovered from COVID and have those antibodies? Jeffrey Jerry is the Senior Vice President of Medical and Academic Affairs at St. Luke's University Hospital, which is allowing employees with natural immunity to defer taking a COVID shot for a year. He joins us to this point. Mr. Jerry, thanks. I appreciate you coming on, Doctor. This seems like a sensible, science-based solution. Why isn't everyone doing it? But tell us, why are you doing this?
We're doing it because we're following the science. It's important for us to state that we're absolutely committed to vaccination, and we're also absolutely committed to actually mandating it in healthcare. It's very different in healthcare than other businesses. But with that in mind, those of us who make this decision not only took into account what was going on nationally and internationally, like the Israeli study, but more to the point, those of us who make that decision, we're not doing this behind a desk or behind a computer. We're actually seeing patients. And we knew that even once the Delta variant had hit, that it was very apparent to us that those individuals who had a verified natural infection were at least as protected, if not better protected, than those who had gotten two shots of mRNA vaccine or a single shot of the J&J vaccine. So we offered this deferment. And it is a deferment. We don't know how long it's going to last, but as the data actually accumulates, we'll change our policy in accordance with the science.
So you're using number science that's available to the CDC as well. So why aren't they recommending the same?
Well, I can't speak for the CDC. In fact, we do support giving a single dose of an mRNA vaccine after getting natural immunity because we know that it increases your protection by tenfold. The CDC, unfortunately, is still insisting on two doses of an mRNA vaccine, and we don't think that that actually is supported by the science that we look at. And again, we're practicing doctors, and we're able to interpret it that way.
Do you think that they have, are they looking at different, just for the non-scientists watching, including me, do you think they have different data sets they're looking at, or are you looking at the same numbers?
I think that we're all looking at different data sets. We do not adhere to a bureaucracy. We've always been very adherent to collaboration and communication and making decisions very quickly based on what is proper for our patient population and for our staff and their families, and that's what we've done so. I think when you have government agencies, it tends to work in a slower fashion.
Yeah, apparently. Dr. Jerry, thanks so much for coming on. I appreciate it. St. Luke's Hospital in Pennsylvania.
So he's saying in St. Luke's Hospital in Pennsylvania, they're telling the people if you've already had COVID, your bodies have built up antibodies, which the Moderna has already set it up, and you're safer that way than taking the vaccine, which is the way the Moderna has set it up, and that they can defer for a year from taking the shot.
Wow.
And that's what they're saying. You know? And that's where we are today. It's crucial. You know? Like I said, and now, even in California, the parents were protesting in California because now they're making it mandatory for kids. And if from the kindergarten to the 12th grade to have to take the shot.
Yep.
No, honey, this is too much going on. That's just way too much. Too much. It's too much. And you know, you start sticking kids, we gonna have a problem. You watch, this country is going to turn on their government. You watch what I tell you. You watch. It's coming. They are going to turn on this government and the people that they have, all them old folks that they got up there in Washington, D.C., barely standing up, falling up the steps, barely talking. They going to turn on them people. You watch what I tell you. And this time the military ain't going to help because a lot of the military done lost their jobs too. That's terrible. It's terrible. It's really terrible. It's terrible. And then they tell my Fauci done committed perjury. Well, why he ain't locked up then? Because he was the main one on TV. Man, listen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, they said they had a point now with. They gonna have to do something with Fauci because if you don't, then you said president, so you might well leave everybody alone that commits perjury. So I can lie too. I can get the understanding to lie too. So if you ain't gonna do it, he clear as day lied. Ain't no if and buts about it. And you sit back like, oh. So just tell me all y'all living together.
That's true. That is so true. That is the truth. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. That's all I can say. It is really unfortunate, but this is the government. These are the people that we dealing with. These are the people that we dealing with. Just so you know, these are the people that we're dealing with. We know who they are. The world might not know, but we know who they are. No. The Bible calls them the synagogues of Satan. That's what he calls them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are behind it all. Trust that. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Christians that are revolting. You got religious people, Jehovah's Witnesses and Seventh-day Adventist people, all kind of people are saying, no, we're not doing it. No, you're not going to do it to us, and we're not going to have it. And they think they just going to ignore it. And now you messing with people's pensions? All that money they've been taking out of people's check every 2 weeks? So that you could pay into Social Security so you could have it? Now it's a stipulation to it? Oh, it's going to be a problem. That's going to be a real problem. That's going to be a problem. Anybody else that want to push one before we end for the day? Now is the time to do it because we can ready to end the call. As usual, it's been very interesting. You know, let's get ready to go home. This is what we got to do. We got to get ready to go home. I mean, it's time. You know, the Most High said, with all your heart and all your soul.
Yeah.
He told us.
Yeah, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You were saying last week that you said, and I thought it was a very good point you brought up, that it's time for all the nonsense with the Hebrew Israelites to stop. With all this crazy stuff going on, it's time to pray.
Right,
I'm going to reach out to some folks that I know locally. They're all Hebrew Israelites here where I live. You know,
okay.
You know, and I'm going to try to reach out to someone else. Some of them I won't talk to because, you know, they really own some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to reach out to some of these folks here because, you know, you were so right when you said that. And I don't know what it is about me. But I've been itching to you know, pray, man. It's time, we got to cry. It's time to go. You know, because if we really, and I hope that everybody that can hear me right now understand what I'm about to say. You know, if you really want to go home, if you really want to leave all this stuff behind, then we need to lay this thing on the line, man, and just go and scream out and cry out to our Elohim, and he'll be there. I have 100% faith that he'll be there. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's just that we ain't done it. You know what I'm saying? We always have joking around, playing around. He waiting on us.
I believe that. I do. I believe that. I do. I believe that with my – I believe that. He said, you and your children, when you – and your children call on me with your
mm-hmm.
whole heart.
So right now we lip syncing.
Yeah. Well, I'm all for it. I mean, we can definitely try it again. I'm all for it. I mean, you know, it's just so many politics, you know. To it, you know, it's just, but it's gonna be what it's gonna be. We'll do it. I'm all for it. I've always been all for it. And,
mm-hmm.
and if it don't end up being nobody but us, it'll just be us. But I'm all for that. I mean, I cannot not be for that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just you. We just gotta call. We gotta cry out to him and call on him. You know. So and guess what? He's the one that's holding out. Yah is the one. That's causing the pushback on this mandate. Yah is the one touching the hearts of the
mm-hmm.
other people to push back on this mandate just like we are. It's just not us. He's doing this
yep.
to push back on this thing so that they don't just get to run roughshod over us like they think they are. This is the Most High's doing. You know? So I'm all for the prayer, and I'm all for it all. We all, and the way I see it, We need to be getting behind all. You know who you need to call? You need to call that video that we showed with the Navy SEALs, and that's who we need to contact. Well, you know what I'm saying, and gather those people together so that we can lead them in prayer to go before our Elohim. That's what we need to call. I'm really burnt out with the Israelites because they on some mess. And if you want to stay on some mess, then be on some. We not crawling. We not begging. We not doing. The people who want to pray may be the people from the other nations.
You know, you actually right about that.
I mean, how many times have we gone to these groups and they act like they can't hear, or it's an issue, or it's something wrong with it, or they can find something wrong? We need to go to the people that want to find results, and we have the answers. So I would call them first, because we done tried the Israelites already once. Now, if they want to come aboard, they're more than welcome to come aboard as well, but all that just us stuff, it ain't working. That usually don't work. But if you want to try it, you go ahead and try it one more time and see if it'll make a difference. But we need to get everybody involved. All the people that feel like that their religious exemptions have been ignored. All the people who feel like that their constitutional rights have been ignored through this Title VII. We need to be the ones to hook up with them and say, let's go before the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
That's the move. Because a lot of the groups have convinced they people to take the shot.
Yeah, that's true.
They really have. They have convinced their own people to take the shot. So what can they say now? They're going to go back and say, well, they can't say that. They can say, we made a mistake. You allowed to make a mistake. But what a mistake to make.
Yeah, he's joking.
What a mistake to make. You know what I'm saying? When you got people that are not even Israelites, that don't, you know what I'm saying? These people don't even adhere to the restrictions that we are supposed to live to, that have enough common sense to say, nah, we ain't going to let you do that.
That's so true.
They have enough sense to say that, but the Israelites follow suit with whatever they tell them to do. So I'm with you. Whichever way you decide to do it, you know, whatever way you decide to handle it, I'll support it 100%. But I would say this, don't leave the other people out, because we have to introduce our Elohim to them as well. You know what I'm saying? And these people are losing their jobs, their houses, their livelihood, their health insurance. You know what I mean?
Yep, I do. Yes, I do.
They don't have any of that anymore. Not to mention, they can have sickly children. They can have sickly spouses. They can have all kinds. They're losing everything to be able to say, and I bet you some of them Navy SEALs is Israelites.
Probably so.
I bet you they are. And some of them nurses is Israelites. So, I mean, you know what I mean? When you think about Daniel, when Daniel was in the house, I see your area code 513. When Daniel was in the house of Nebuchadnezzar, in the government of Nebuchadnezzar, he was Nebuchadnezzar's right-hand man. You know, Daniel made decisions. When Daniel went into Nebuchadnezzar's chambers and revealed the dream that he had, it wasn't just for him. It was for all of Nebuchadnezzar's soothsayers and magicians and all, because he was going to kill everybody. He didn't care who it was. He did. He said, all of y'all's houses, y'all, all your family's going to be killed. You going to be killed, and I'm going to grind your houses down to stubble and blow it, let it blow away with the wind. And when Daniel asked the guard why was he in such a rush, he told him, you were included in that too.
Yep.
The judgment went out, so all of you all are included in it. If y'all don't come up with the answer, everybody dies. So it took an Israelite. Oh, don't let me start preaching today. it took an Israelite to step up and say, y'all, we need your help because everybody dying today. And that's what we need to do. We might need you to step up and say, y'all, we need your help because everybody. Maybe that's what you called to do.
Maybe so, because it's it.
I don't know. Maybe that's what you called to do. But it took an Israelite. Daniel was the one that the Most High gave the answer to. Daniel was the one that he gave him the dream and the interpretation. Yes, he did. And he said, oh, it ain't because of me. He said, I don't have this answer because of me. He said, it ain't got nothing to do with me. He said, it's the Elohim that I serve that gave me this answer so that nobody else would perish. He's going to kill them all. See, that's the kind of stuff, Brother Yerushalayim, that we don't read as Israelites. We don't understand as Israelites. Because it said in Daniel chapter 2, it said, then the king commanded to call the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dream. So they came and stood before the king. And he told me, he said, tell me, he said, this thing is gone from me. It says, then the king answered and said to the Chaldean, the thing is gone from me. He said, I'll remember it. If ye will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. I'm wiping all y'all out. And guess what he said in 11? He said, it is a rare thing that the king requires, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the God, who is dwelling is not with flesh. He said, you're asking too much. How in the world can we tell you that? It said, and the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. The Israelites was going to die too. Everybody was going to die.
Yep. Man.
This is the situation we in today. The decree went
ain't getting
forth.
No better.
It ain't getting no better. The decree done went forth. They mandating this stuff. They kicking people out. The military, the police officers are losing their jobs. The nurses are no longer able to practice. The doctors can't practice their medicine. All of this stuff is the same thing that Nebuchadnezzar did. He issued a decree, and if you don't do it, you will lose everything you have. It's the same situation.
Yes, it
is. And guess
is.
What Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. Guess what Daniel said? He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. And then he went in to the king to ask him if he could have some more time. And the king told him, no, the decree has been set and the time is done. And then guess what Most High did? The Most High revealed the secret unto Daniel. And Daniel was able to go and give the interpretation and the dream to the king. It didn't just save him. It didn't just save the three Hebrew boys. It saved the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans, because they were all caught up in the same group. And I always said before that this is our time. So since that's on your heart, and the Most High has put that on your heart, maybe that's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, I hadn't thought about it.
That's what you're supposed to be doing. You know, it's just not stuck to us. It's not just about us. It's not. It's not about us. It's not just us. You know, everybody's fighting for the same liberties. And until we gone, we got to live here. I hate to say that. But real talk, until we gone, we got to live here. And Yah is no respecter of person. He will step up. So since you know you are the Levi tribe and all that kind of stuff, and you know this is what you, hey, I'm with you. I'll support you 100, whatever you need me to do. Just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do it. I'll get, if you need me to get the list of the people together, I'll do it. Whatever we need to do, we'll do it. Because this is a, if ever there was a time we need to call on y'all, it's right now. It's right
now.
I'm going
to sit there, and I'm gonna, for the next 2 days, I'm gonna work on something, then I'm going to send it to you, an email that you can get over. But it,
okay.
I really, sincerely, without a doubt, didn't want this. I ain't talking about one of these prayers where we recite some. And don't get me wrong about what I'm saying. I just want to voice my opinion for a second, then I'll be quiet. But I don't want to. I think to our Elohim. I just don't want to pick up something from some book, from some scripture that somebody else used. When we going to cry out of our own heart? When we going to use our own mouth? Because we feel a certain way just like our ancestors felt a certain way. Our ancestors, they were hurt, and they voiced themselves very eloquent. And you can't tell me that we can't sit there and be just totally honest with our Elohim. I mean, I don't care if we got to cry.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to take. And to be open and honest with him and say, I'm sorry. We ain't done that yet.
That's true.
We ain't cried out to y'all like we supposed to. You know, we have these get-togethers. We have people come on and we pray. We regurgitate stuff that other people have said. Well, we sitting here, we do anything. And I'm not trying to say that I won't be some leader. Somebody else can read whatever prayer, read the prayer or do that. I just want to be involved in us doing it. Because what's in my heart is that I'm ready to go. You know, and we say this all the time, I'm ready to go. But if we're ready to go, then we need to act like we're ready to go. And we're not acting like that.
Which is... I support it 100%. I support it 100%. I do. I support it 100%. I'm with you on that, too, 100%. Because we do have our own words that we can pray. We got our own words that we can say from the heart. Because it's got, the Bible says it's got to come from the heart. He said, if you cry out with your whole heart. So it's got to come from the heart. It really does. I agree with you on that one, too. I really do. I think that's an excellent idea. You know, we got to be able to do it. You know, however we choose to do it and whatever you, however you want to do it, it's good with me. I'm with you 100%. I support it because it's needed. You know, like I said, when the government turn on its own people, it's almost over with now. It ain't too much need to be done. We better cry out, you know. Because these people was voted in the office, you know. This man was called all kind of names, some stuff I won't even repeat on the radio. That's how bad it was when he got, when he stood in that town, wherever he was. They called him all kind of names.
Wow.
That hatred that is building up against this president. Because when you mess with people money and people's livelihoods, they will go after you about that for real.
Oh, yeah.
They said, you know, they said the approval rate is in the toilet.
Oh, it is. I saw it yesterday. It was like 37% now.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible. That's terrible. It's really terrible. And that's dangerous. You know, when you figure out that's dangerous because of what we seen the people do last year. That's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It is. You know, because them people was going for blood last year. They was. They hung a guillotine out for the vice president.
They weren't playing.
So imagine what you think it's going to be like when these people lose everything they have.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
They're They can't find no job, but nobody wants to hire them because they chose to make a choice about their own bodies. This is some serious business right here. You know. And you got all these people in the White House. The staff in the White House don't even have to have the shot. They don't even have to have the mandate. It's not something that is required of them. And I, you know what I'm saying? I know, you know, that we live in a place where we have freedom of speech. But, I mean, if you just look at the pushback and you look at what happened last year, and that was because they felt like somebody stole the election. But imagine when somebody takes your job from you and you can't work no more.
Well, I can imagine.
And men feel like they're worthless because they can't feed their families. And they're not offering any unemployment. And all the money we paid into Social Security, is they won't give it to us because we refuse to get the vaccine. What do you think people are going to do?
Yeah, tear this place up. That's what they're going to do.
They putting people out the military. So all these people with all these military skills and all the stuff that they've taught them how to do, what do you think they're going to turn on? They're going to use them against them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, real talk. This is a lot more serious than we think it is. You know, it's just not, it's something different going on here. And it don't matter what color you are, where you live at, you know, eat is eat. Everybody should be able to eat. You know what I mean? Everybody should be able to have what they need and to be able to eat.
You know, you're right. Everybody should be not only able to eat. You know, it's time for some peace. You know, and it's just like I was saying earlier, you know, I believe in Yah, and I believe in his son, Yeshua. And I believe him with my whole heart. But my thing is this, is that if I'm going to keep saying this, and I'm going to keep saying that I believe in this, when am I going to actually just sit down and say, hey, listen, man, I'm sorry. Cause I just said some prayers here in this house that I know some things that happened and some things that moved. I done seen what I see. Here's the reason why he sent me through what he sent me through. And I know why. It's a lot of stuff, Sister Yaina, that has come to my mind, you know. And I'm one of those people like this. I ain't got nothing to hide. I ain't got nothing that I'm ashamed of. And I can say how I feel. Because sometimes people say, oh, you're talking too much. No, I'm not talking too much. I'm telling you what's going on. Because first and foremost, I done seen how he worked and how he moved.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't even be here right now.
I know that's right.
I really shouldn't. You know, I didn't never tell you guys, but I have what they call acute respiratory failure. My whole respiratory system shut down.
Mm.
And my brother said that when they came back, when they got me from work and they got me to the house, I couldn't breathe, sister. I literally couldn't breathe. And my brother, he'll tell you, when they got me in the bedroom and I was sitting there, he said, I saw you leave. I don't remember a whole day, sister. There's a whole day of my life right now that I can't tell you what happened. But I can tell you that he was working on me. He said, you know, I'm tired of playing with you. You know, I told you quit smoking. Because you got a lot of stuff to do, and you going to keep smoking. I don't do nothing else. I don't go to no parties. I don't do no old drinking and all that crazy stuff. I don't do none of that. My big issue was smoking. I told you that. And he said, by hook or by crook, you're going to stop.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you he fixed it. So I would never do it again because there's other stuff he got for me to do.
Absolutely.
Now, I trust him on faith when I quit my job. I'm not ashamed to say that. I trust him. I went out there and quit my job. I quit a six-figure-a-year job. Quit. Ain't had no job. I ain't missed my one mortgage payment.
All praises.
And that's y'all. My lights ain't been cut off. Ain't nothing lacking. We always had food, and I'm taking care of my family. And that's because of him. Now, if people can't see that, that's a problem with them. Because I know what he's doing right now, and he brought up some dreams I had. You know what they say? If by the mouth of two or more witnesses, everything should be confirmed.
That's right.
Now, I had two dreams, two of them, about us leaving here, and they were in conjunction. I also had two dreams, had two different people come to me and say some stuff that was just, I can't explain, but it's time for me to open my mouth.
All right.
And say what I got to say. And, you know, and I'm not going to try to be funny with these people. I may say some things kind of harsh to some people now because guess what? They need it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are too many jokers, especially when it comes to the brother. And I'm going to say this. There are too many jokers, especially when it comes to men. They're so full of their daggone ego that it makes me sick because the doggone sister sitting out here struggling and trying to do the right thing. All we thinking about is a doggone ego. Oh, I got to stroke myself to make me feel good. Oh, because I look a certain way, I got to feel good. Oh, I got to say this because I look good. I can see just a clear day when somebody starts talking and their ego take over. Because I can tell you right now, regardless of what anybody want to say, I get out of the way because I know that there are brothers out there that are going to say, oh, he just want to shine. No, I don't want none. Every don't get nobody away. Every now I'm saying that. Because I know that how they think. I wish there was a sister that would come up. Because you got some beautiful sisters working with you in the Nation of Yahuwah. And when I say beautiful, I'm not talking about physical because I ain't never seen none of them no way. I'm talking about in their heart and what they say. And that needs to be seen. If we can come up with a prayer and write it, let one of these sisters read it. Because I know they'll come from their heart.
Hallelujah.
But as long as a man trying to say it, I'm going to tell you right now, my heart is there and I want to, but I know the brothers ain't going to do right. Now, Brother William, Brother, what's his name? Other brother.
Ty Zion.
Ty Zion and what's his name?
Brother Uriah.
Those brothers are beautiful in their heart and their spirit. And I'm going to tell you that right now. Love them to death. And I hope they hear what I'm saying. You can feel the love that's inside of them. Now, if I didn't include their name, then he started looking in the mirror. And I mean what I'm saying. Because, like I said, when you go where I was, you start doing reflection and you see things and you hear stuff. And I'm old enough in my life now where I got a little wisdom on me. We got to stop playing. It's time to go. And if we really want to go, man, let them tears flow. Let them tears flow. Let your heart go and say to him what we need to say. Because right now I got this feeling he hear me and he got my thoughts, my tongue right now.
Hallelujah.
Because this need to be said. And I'm sorry, Sister Yaina, I went on for so long.
No apologies necessary. No apologies necessary.
Because what I said about having a sister come out and say it, I mean it. We can come up with something that's beautiful for my heart. Let one of these sisters with a heart say it. Let them pray. They the one taking care of the kids. They the one that sit back doing stuff. Because as long as the brother is trying to lead it, and I'm a brother, most of them brothers, they ain't trying to hear nothing. I ain't trying to hear it. That's why me and one brother had to, that's why he had an issue with me because of what I said at that time. I'm not mad at him. But it's all because of ego. And I don't want ego to get in the way of us getting out of here.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
That's all I got to say for tonight. And then I'm going to work on this thing, and I'll send you something over the next few days.
All right. All praises. Hold on. Area code 513, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, family. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Oh, I got kicked out when I was waiting. I love you too, brother. I heard what you said about the sisters.
Yes,
I got a... It's something about me, you know, and I only speak for me. As far as asking other people to join in with prayers, Yah said he don't give his glory to another. So if you have Muslims and Christians and Hindus and all these other nations there, and we're praying for something, and Yah grants it, Yah not going to get the credit. These groups going to go back to their individual communities and say, oh, look what Allah did. Look what the Hindu God, look what, you know what I'm saying? Yah will not get the glory. So I have never been one who would sit down and pray with a group of other people. I've actually gotten up and walked out of groups that wanted to sit down and pray. But that's just me, you know, to each his own.
All right. I appreciate your comment. I really do. All right, everybody. Well, I guess we got about 3 minutes before our program is up. Because we're going to get kicked out after that. If anybody else would like to push one, please feel free to do that. I understand what everybody is saying. I really do. I get it. I do. I get it. I understand it all. And we're going to continue to ask the Most High to lead us in whatever direction He's going to lead us in so that we can get out of here. Jeremiah chapter 29, I was pulling up on that. Verse 11, he says for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Most High, thoughts of peace and not of evil.
19.
Second in. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Most High, and I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, saith the Most High, and bring you again into the place which I have caused you to be carried away.
60 seconds.
I just wanted to share that with you and to tell everybody that we love you. We're going to be praying. We're going to put something together where we can pray together and call on our Elohim so that we can get out of here at the appointed time. I thank you all so much for your comments, your thoughts. Pray one for another. Continue to pray for me as I will for you. And you all have a wonderful rest of your week. Next week will be a regular week. We will have all of our programs in place, our women's call, our men's call, our Bible classes, Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're going back to our regular scheduled program for the week. Shalom, shalom, everyone, and have a wonderful rest of your week. Shalom.